下背了吗？
有 question one，
大家有问题吗？可以发问。有问题的，不是你有问题，有问题要问的的人可以发问。Those are questions you can ask though.
Anything you don't know.
任何东西任何课题你想知道想了解的都可以发问。要用麦，这样子录音才录得到。
那都还没听到吗？
我要问林伯切，那自他相换要怎么样修啊？不懂。
Okay. This question is to ask Rinpoche Ken Rinpoche, what is the method for exchanging self with others? How do we practice this method?
You want to change? You want to change to somebody else?
你要和别人相交换吗？
那个书本里面说，那个自他相换就是我们的苦，人家苦由我们来承受啊，就要这样子哦，我们才会好。
哦、oh, ，because she read in the text，
别人的苦取自己取来受啊，那就是这样。我不懂要怎么样修呢？
She read in the text about this exchanging self with others that we can take on the suffering of others, but she doesn't know how to really practice it.
So, So, I don't know how to make it simple. So, of course, last time, I think last year we talked about how to develop bodhicitta, you know, the teach by Mitre Buddha, the 7 point, six cause and on results, the 7 thing, yeah? Starting from recognizing mother, then developing bodhicitta, the 7 thing. One thing is to learn about that, you know?
Ken Rinpoche 想要说，比如说简单的来说，其实这是一个修心的法门呢。但去年呢，Ken Rinpoche在教导我们如何升起菩提心的时候呢，有教过这样的修心的方法。去年教的是七重因果菩提心的升起方法。这个七重因果里面呢，第一个方法就是知母，然后呢念母、报恩等等，大家还记得吗？其实呢，就是根据这样的思维方式去思维修。
Okay, so that kind of the mind training, how to develop bodhicitta, the there are the six causes to develop bodhicitta. So, you know, like from beginning, recognizing all sentient beings has been your mother. You know, then remembering their kindness, then repaying their kindness, then generating compassion, then generating the love, you know. Then after generating wholehearted resort, I don't know what to call that. Yeah? Wholehearted. Number six, what?
Wholehearted resource.
Yeah, wholehearted resource.
其实在这个去年我们教的这个修心方法呢，就教导我们怎么样升起这个菩提心。这菩提心有个六个因呐、啊，六个因到最后那果位而升起的时候，修成的时候就是菩提心升起，圆满升起。首先呢，第一重因。第一重因就我们要思维的，就从无始以来，众生呢都曾经是我们的，做过我们的母亲，当过我们的母亲，所以呢，这个第一个因呢就叫做知母。像人国认识呢，每一个众生是我们的母亲的时候，我们要思念，当他们是我母亲的时候啊，给予我们的照顾，所以就要念恩。如果能够念恩的话呢，就想到进一步要去报恩，这是第三个了，第三个因。但要报恩的话呢，当然就要报所有的众生，所以你一定要对所有的众生的升起这个慈心，这慈爱的心。然后呢，你接着又升起呢那个悲心呢，就拔除他们的痛苦。然后你又想到，因为他们都是我们的众生，所以我们要负担起一个责任呢，把他们救度出来，所以就叫中文翻译成责任心。
Our question is too big.
Thank you.
Too big to answer. Too big to answer. Okay, never mind.
所以你问的问题要答的东西很广很大，可以讲一年。
So anyway, so to changing what you are able to change oneself.With other, and also this is something first you have to develop compassion and love. You know, when you have really good compassion and love, then you are able to practice in changing oneself with other. Yeah.
所以呢，如果我们要能够做到自他相换呢、啊，真正能够做到自他相换的话。我们首先呢，必须要升起这个慈悲心。就当慈悲心升起的时候呢，我们才能够去和其他的众生呢修这个自他相换的、自他交换的方法。
Same thing, what you're talking about this eight mind training here. You know, when you talk about that very first verse is also like that. You know, when you see the sentient beings is such precious, you know.You know, much more than that. much more than wishful jewels, you know, the first sentence talk about that. So when you're able to see that, you know, you cherish other, how much benefit you receive by cherishing other. You know, when you see the benefit, then you're able to cherish other more than oneself, you know. Or changing oneself with other means cherishing other sentient being more than yourself. That's the idea is that, yes.
相同的，在我们这个修心八颂里面呢，那第一个偈颂呢，其实已经讲到了，就是我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝。所以呢，就是表示呢，我们要看众生呢，比这个如意宝还要来的珍贵。就是说呢，我们能够从众生那所得到的利益呢，就决定于我们是否能够珍爱其他的众生。我们珍爱其他众生的程度决定了我们所能够得到的利益。所以呢，如果我们能够珍爱其他的众生的话呢，我们就能够进行这个自他相换。
So, how much you cherish, you know, how can you cherish other sentient being more than yourself is depend, you know, how strong love and compassion you have, you know, so depend on that. when I really love compassion, then able to cherish other sentient beings, you know, more than oneself.
所以呢，我们如何去珍爱其他众生？如果我们能够珍爱其他众生呢，胜过珍爱自己的话呢，这样呢，我们的慈悲心呢，就是非常的深和重了。这样呢，我们就能够去进行呢这样的自他相换法。
Just a simple idea, not really talking this love and compassion. Yeah, but simple idea. When the mother, you know, loves so much her own child, you know, loving so much, then.The mother can see that when the children get sickness, this and that, mother feel, oh, rather I suffer than my child, you know. When the mother has so much love for the son or daughter, you know, then when you see son or daughter get sick or problem, then in her heart she feel, you know, rather I suffer than my son and daughter, you know. This is not really love, you know, but you can see. So here idea is when I'm really...With love and compassion, as a sentient being, each and every one, then you are able to feel that, you know.
所以，天荣觉在这里举一个简单的例子。这个例子呢，并不是指慈悲心了，不过它是有点类似了。它类似，比如说，当一个妈妈看到她的孩子的时候，她对那孩子呢有很深重的这个真爱的。所以呢，当这个孩子生病的时候呢，这个妈妈会感受到痛苦的。她希望呢，哎，为什么生病的人不是我，而是我的孩子？我想要代替我的孩子啊，生病啊，受这样的苦。所以呢，这是妈妈对孩子的一种真爱的一种表现，他打从心里希望能够代替这个孩子呢受这个病苦，这个并不是我们所讲的这个慈悲心了。不过这个和慈悲心呢类似，就是说呢，当你升起这个慈悲心的时候呢，你是非常珍爱其他的人的，你从心里会有感受到这种强烈的感受，你要代替其他的众生呢，接受这样的痛苦。
So yeah, so answer is that, you know, so depend how much you are able to cherish others and more than yourself is depend on love and compassion. So that.
所以呢，如果要修这样的方法呢，其实答案就在于你珍爱众生的程度到哪里。
But again, how to cherish other sentient beings is again is not that easy, but you have to.As we mentioned many classes, we're talking about how important the sentient beings are. You know, if you cherish what you get, and they say like, you cherish other sentient beings, you get all the happiness for this life. Not only that, you receive all the happiness for your future life, such as human rebirth, God's realm. Not only that, you cherish sentient beings, you're able to achieve the liberation, free from suffering. Not only that, you cherish sentient beings, then you are able to achieve the full enlightenment, you know, which is free from all obscuration, become perfect to help each and every sentient beings. You can achieve. All these depend on cherishing other, you know. So you have to understand that, you know, really need to think, understand,How much benefit you receive if you cherish other sentient beings, you know. So then you really understand that you are able to cherish, you know.
所以呢，我们要怎么样去珍爱其他的众生？其实，在很多。天荣觉在很多课呢，过去的课堂里面曾经都讲过了，众生的重要性，众生对我们的重要性。所以呢，如果我们能够真的去珍爱所有的众生的话呢，我们这一生呢就能够得到快乐。而且呢，这个快乐不只是这一生完了就完了，甚至在我们的未来生啊，我们的来生来世里面，生生世里面，我们都能够因为我们这一生修行珍爱众生而得到好处。 也就是说在未来生呢，我们会继续得到快乐，我们可能可以投生到善道去，再度得到人生或者得到天人啊，得到很多的享受福报。甚至呢，因为我们珍爱众生呢，所以呢，我们可以借着这样的这样的善报呢，去证得解脱轮回，甚至呢，进一步不断修行的话，证得佛的圆满果位圆满呢，证断两种功德，断除所有的障碍，证得所有的圆满的功德，所以呢，这样的果报呢，都是因为呢，来自珍爱其他的众生的。所以我们对这个珍爱其他众生呢，其实它的那个内涵是很深厚的。所以我们要对这样的东西有很深入的了解。我们可以了解到呢，很深入去分析了解到，珍爱众生呢，其实呢，是可以带来，给我们带来很大很大很大的利益的。
OK, so, that's all, so.
可以吗？这样简单的讲。
谢谢。Thank you, Rinpoche.
Thank you, Rinpoche.
Just translate that. So last class I mentioned about the seven limb practice. So, like seven limb is doing prostration, then making offering, then purification practice, then rejoicing, then requesting. teach the will of Dharma.Then remain until samsara end, then the dedication. So this is the seven limb practice.
所以上堂课呢 ，Rinpoche 跟我们讲到了这个七支文的修法，就配合这修心来做这个七支文。这七支文的修法呢，第一个就是敬礼或顶礼，第二个就是供养，第三个呢就是忏悔业障，第四支呢就是随喜，第五支呢就是请佛转法轮，第六支呢就是请佛注释，第七支呢就是回向。
Okay, so now do the short meditation.Okay, the few minutes, so you can visualize whatever you feel comfortable, either Amitabha Buddha in front of oneself, or visualize compassionate Buddha in front of oneself, you know, sitting under lotus and mantis on top of them. First you visualize maybe lotus, beautiful lotus. Then on top of the lotus, you visualize mantis. Then on top of the mantis, you can visualize compassionate Buddha. Who is in front of you, you know, like real, lively, compassionate Buddha in front of you. You can visualize that for a few minutes.
现在呢，我们花几分钟做一个简短的修啊，观修。首先呢，我们观想在我们的虚空的前方出现一尊佛。首先，我要观想呢是一个莲花座，这莲花座上面呢有一个白色的月轮。在月轮上面呢，就坐着一尊佛。尊佛呢是可以是我们感到舒适的任何一尊佛，可以是阿弥陀佛啦，也可以是慈悲佛，就是观世音啦，慈悲佛。然后这尊佛呢是光的化身，是光的身来的，所以他的身呢放射出大光芒。
So like that, so if you like, you know, few minutes, and I mean, like that, few minutes, try to get clear picture of compassion of Buddha in front of oneself, you know, so this is the one idea. So after that, you basis on that, so you do the surveillance practice.
所以呢，我们应该这样的去观想几分钟，然后呢，观想的时候的要越清晰越好。过后呢，我们就定住我们这样的观想哦，去做去修这个七支闻。
So then start with your prostration, so you can visualize, you know, you are doing prostration. To the compassionate Buddha. You know, you can think that if possible, then if you like to do extensive visualization, then you can manifest, you can imagine your numberless of body, you know, countless of body, you know, so think that, then thinking that all this countless of your body is doing prostration to the compassionate Buddha, you know.
第一支七支闻呢，就是顶礼闻，这样我们可以观想呢，我们化身哦，化成无量的身体，哦，遍满整个虚空。然后呢，我们的每个身体呢，都像我们所观想的这尊佛在那边做顶礼。
So then, after that, then you can visualize numberless of offering, flower, incense, whatever beautiful offering you can imagine, think, whole, entire universe, space is covered by the offering, beautiful offering, then make this offering, then you think the offering, make offer to the compassionate Buddha.
顶礼过后呢，我们可以做供养，我们呢可以观想了我们的供品呢遍满整个虚空哦，就从我们心间呢释放出无量的供品，这供品呢遍满整个虚空啦，有花啦、香啦、灯啦、油啦等等哦，一切美好的东西，然后遍满这个虚空，你把它呢献给你所观想的这尊佛。
Then, third one, the purification practice. So now, by making offering to compassionate Buddha, then compassionate Buddha become extremely pleased by your offering. then radiate light or nectar, compassion Buddha into oneself, then purifies all our problem, cause of the suffering, all the delusion, you know, are totally purified, you know, so you can think that.
这样呢，当我们做这个大供养的时候呢，这样呢，这慈悲佛呢很欢喜哦，他生出大欢喜心啊，接受我们这样供养，然后从他的身上呢就放出大光芒，这大光芒呢就照到我们的身上，这身呢这个光呢就净化了我们所有遇到的烦恼啊，我们的痛苦啊，无明啊，业障啊等等，全部都被这光呢净化
the next one, to rejoicing. So now, rejoice. Within this moment, we're able to do some practice to rejoice about that.
Next, 就是随喜之，就是我们应该随喜哦，在这一刻呢，我们能够通过这样简单的修行哦，净化我们的业障，所以呢，我们应该心生欢喜。
So then, next one, we're able to do this practice because of the kindness of the sentient beings, also because of the kindness of all the holy master. So then now, making strong prayer, may all these holy beings live long, also all the sentient beings, may they have long life. And also, may all these holy beings, all the sentient beings, able to live,you know, long and able to help, you know, sentient being continually.
这样呢，随喜之过后呢，我们应该这样思维：我们能够做这样简单的修行呢，是因为呢有众生，因为众生的慈悲呢，所以我们能够依据他们来做这样的修行。我们懂得修行的方法呢，是因为我们的导师，我们的神圣的导师呢，教导了我们这样的方法，我们的佛菩萨们。所以呢，我们就发愿哦，这心里发愿哦，愿我们的各个导师呢，都能得到长寿，都能够长久住世，也愿众生呢，都有长寿。 这样我们祝愿我们导师呢能够继续长久注视，这样的继续的去啊不断的去帮助所有的众生。
But then to show dedication, due to this merit, may I quickly become like a compassionate Buddha and able to help numbers of sentient beings.
最后一支呢，我们就要回向啊，我们在通过这样的简单的修行方法所积累的功德啊，我们愿以这样的功德呢啊回向啊，回向让我们呢能够迅速的证得慈悲佛的功德，好，能够像慈悲佛一样啊，有这样的福报，有这样的智慧哦，能够帮助利益所有的一切无量众生。
So like that. So then, that how you do, you know, visualize compassionately clearly, then you do the seven limb, practice the short meditation, you know, then, after that, then you think that the compassion Buddha become closer to yourself, you know, people in front, but became closer to in your forehead, you know, just above your head, you know, the compassion Buddha, you can think that it be she,comes to become closer to yourself, you know, on top of your head. Just above your head, like that.
接下来我们该怎么样做呢？通过这样的清晰的观想哦，做了这样的简短的啊修行呢，啊，我们会觉得我们跟慈悲佛呢更加亲近了。这样我们可以观想呢，这个慈悲佛，我们所观想这尊佛呢，就来到我们的额前哦，然后安坐在我们的头顶上。
So again, so compassion Buddha come in just above your head, just on top of your head. So then again, possible, you have time, then again do same practice, seven practice, short one, again same thing, you can do that.
这样就慈悲佛呢安住在我们的头顶上哦。这样如果我们有一点时间的话呢，我们可以重复的做这个啊七支文的修行方法。
So, so like that. So then, so after that, then I make strong request to compassionate Buddha. May my mind become Dharma. You know, please bless me. Please bless me. My mind become Dharma. Like that.
过后呢，我们要发出身心哦，发身心向慈悲佛的祈求，愿我们的心能和法永不分离。
So that then again, just make strong request to compassion Buddha. Please bless me. That's can say that. So my mind into Dharma, then become successful in the Dharma practice. You know, please bless me, be success in Dharma practice. Yeah.
然后呢，我们继续的发身心向慈悲佛祈求，啊，请慈悲佛呢摄受我，请慈悲佛呢加持我，愿我在佛法上的修行呢能够成功。
So then again, so please bless me. There's no obstacle.No problem, no obstacle on my Dharma practice.
愿我呢，在成就佛法修行的道路上呢，能够消除一切违缘障碍。
Then I can make strong request to compassion Buddha. Please bless me to purify all of my wrong conceptual thought.
Mm-hmm. 愿慈悲佛能摄受我，加持我，净化所有一切的妄心，一切的妄念。
Then making strong prayer, I request to compassion Buddha, please bless me, or have all the realization, the correct realization, from great devotion to up to enlightened, to have all this realization, you know, without any obstacle.
愿慈悲佛能够摄受我，加持我，让我证得一切菩提道次第，从上师，从虔诚皈依上师，直至圆满证得佛的果位，让我在修行的过程中能够断除一切所有的障碍。
说来的，so here in this case, so especially this at my.It versus my training, then especially saying, here, please bless me to ever develop love and compassion. Or we can make strong request to compassion Buddha, may able to develop this mind cherishing other, you know, more than oneself. You know, please bless me, able to have this realization, you know, making single-pointed request to compassion Buddha.
特别是这个修行八颂， 祭文里面所讲的所有的东西，愿慈悲佛能够摄受我，加持我，能够圆满的升起这个慈悲心。我们应该从身心呢，从心底的深处呢，强烈的、深深的去向慈悲佛祈求，愿慈悲佛能够加持我，我能够升起珍爱众生、尤胜自己的这样的一个心。我们应该一心祈求得到慈悲佛的加持，让我能够升起这样的正量。
So like that. So then you think that by request, then you receive all the blessing. Think that, you know, light came, nectar come from Confucius Buddha into oneself, purified all the all the obstacle to have this realization. Then I can visualize the nectar light rays come from Confucius Buddha into oneself. Then, you know, you think that you are have this realization. You know, so compassionate mind.Have some realization in your mind, madam.
这样深深的祈求过后呢，慈悲佛呢欣喜答应，所以从慈悲佛的身上呢放出大光芒，并降下甘露。这甘露呢就从我们的头顶呢降下来哈，消除了所有的升起这样的正量的障碍。这样呢，我们的心呢就圆满的得到了这样的正量的加持。这慈悲佛呢，就好像和我融合成一心，然后呢，我们就得到了正得了这样的这样的正量。
Okay, so like that. So you can first you do this kind of meditation. Then, if you have time, then you just go through the one verses, like first verses. You just read slowly.You know, then think of that meaning, you know, then the other sentient beings are much more precious than the wishful jewels because the cherishing sentient beings bring so much happiness for oneself, you know, from life to life, not one life, from life to life. So after enlightened, you know, so thinking on the first verses like that, you know, then meditate on that, you know.
所以呢，这就是我们的修行的方法。就是呢，如果我们有时间的话呢，我们就应该这个依据这个修行八颂呢，每一个偈颂呢，这样一个一个偈颂的这样去修。这样的思维的时候呢，我们去念的时候呢，我们去思维它的意思。比如说第一个偈颂我们应该珍爱所有的众生，就是我们珍爱这个所有众生好像胜过如意宝，比自己还要更珍贵的时候呢，我们就能从众生那边呢得到很大的快乐和利益。不只是这一生得到利益，而是未来生呢，我们都能从因为这样的修行，从靠依据众生的修行呢得到这样的利益和果报。所以呢，这样生生世世的得到大利，直到我们圆成佛的果位为止。所以呢，我们就依靠这样的方式呢去做这个思维修。
So like that, then at the conclusion, the last very last sentence, I shall hold them, not dear.I shall hold them most dear at all time. You know, so making this kind of reminding oneself, you know, all the time, you know, so like that.
这样如是的思维，如理的去修行过后呢，我们会得到一个结论。这结论呢，就是我们能够为了利益所有一切众生，他们最究竟给他们得到最究竟的利益的时候呢，我们会时时刻刻呢都去珍爱、去关怀所有的众生。也就是这个偈颂里面讲的“愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情”。
So like that, this is very helpful. You know, you will remind oneself, you know, by understanding what's the benefit we get to cherish other. You know, then you really remind oneself, you know, to I shall hold them dear at all times, you know, reminding oneself day and night. So this is very, very helpful. You know, you remind oneself that it's very, very helpful so that in this way, then you don't harm that much to other sentient beings. No?
这对我们的心的修行呢是有很大的利益的。所以呢我们应该了解到如果我们真爱众生我们所得到的利益呢是非常非常的广大的。所以呢我们会啊每天24小时每天早上啊中午啊晚上啊都有这样正爱众生的这颗心呢 啊所以呢如果我们有这样的这个众的心的时候呢我们就不会去伤害他们我们就会得到很大的利益。
So like that, you know, each verses, then you know, you can meditate like that. You know, then again, same thing. Then when you want to meditate, and the second verses, same thing. Visualize compassion Buddha, seven in practice.No, then you make strong request to compassion Buddha. Then after you read the second verses, you know, read slowly and think the meaning, you know, so like that.
所以同样的呢我们可以依据这样方法呢来修就是在我们在第一个偈颂是这样修这样你要这样修第二个偈颂的时候呢你也可以啊先观想慈悲佛在我们的前方然后清晰的然后呢我们就依据我们这个观想呢去做这个七支文啊七支文做了之后呢我们就向这个慈悲佛祈求啊来到我们前面这样来到我们头顶上然后呢我们就读这个第二个偈颂这读二个偈颂是要慢慢的读慢慢的去思维这个偈颂的意思然后这个偈颂意思是什么呢深入我们脑海里面我们得到到结论是什么呢？啊，然后呢，我们就做回向，所以用这样的方法呢去做思维修。
So I mentioned the last class, so the second verses, you know, when you accompany with a group of people, now mostly the problem when you think carefully because of thinking oneself is superior than the other. So this makes huge problem in the.Company of many people. So thinking, you know, everybody think themselves the most supreme than the other, you know, and the most important among the company of the people. So because of that, then that creates so much problem, you know, unhappiness, you know, then very unpleasant, you know, then this will happen.So here, so he advises seeing other. So here advises seeing other more supreme than oneself. You know, the looking the other sentient beings' quality and looking one's fault. You know, so this is the idea here.
第二个偈颂呢，讲的呢就是当我们怎么样啊和。我们应该怎么样和别人相处？当我们和其他的众生在一起的时候呢，我们通常内心都有一个感觉，就是我们比别人好，来得好啊，我们比别人厉害了，我比别人来得尊贵等等。啊，和别人在一起的时候呢，虽然我们没有特别去想，可是呢，我们内心深处其实觉得自己呢是这一群里面人呢最重要的人。因为呢我们内心呢有这样的一个想法所以我们和别人相处的时候呢很容易啊很容易就出问题所以呢很容易就闹得不开心。所以这个偈颂呢就是提醒我们当我们和别人在一起的时候就随处与谁为伴事啊我们应该看到其他人的优点。啊，我们应该记得呢自己的缺点或者自己的不对的地方或不足的地方，所以呢，这样的话，我们才能够示己教诸众人悲。
So here, so how to see other superior, how to see oneself lower than the other. So whole the point is to see the other whoever look their quality, you know.And looking one's fault. You know, so from there, you know, then you're able to see, you know, other people, or the other person is superior than oneself. Once you're able to see that, then you're able to respect, you know, to other sentient beings.
所以这个第二个寄送的重点呢，其实是在于看到别人的优点，别人的长处，别人好的地方，就在于看到自己不足的地方，自己的缺点，或自己还有什么可以做得更好的地方。如果我们这样可以以这两个观点来看的话呢，我们就会对别人的升起尊重的心理。
So like so then again at the last sentence there, from the depth of my heart, whole other dear and supreme. You know that you make strong requests, able to see that. You know so.
像如果能够这样的去想，这样去观修的话呢，我们最后的结论就是，我们可以从我们的内心的深处呢，去想到去利益他人，也就是这边讲的，从心深处自利他。为什么呢？因为呢，我们就能够尊敬其他的人，我们觉得呢，别人是比我们来的更重要，更加尊贵的，所以就会恒常尊他为最上。这样我们应该发深心呢，深深的祈求啊，佛菩萨的加持，让我们能够做到这一点。
So like that. Then again, same thing. The natural compassion, Buddha, purified. Then you think that you have this realization, you know. But from the depth of heart, you know, whole other, dear and supreme, you know. So like that, remaining oneself again in daily life and remind oneself, able to see that, you know, other supreme. You know?
所以呢，同样的这个观想结论得到之后呢，我们应该观想啊，这个佛菩萨啊放出大光芒，并降下这甘露。这个光芒和甘露呢，就加持我们呢，加持我们，这样我们因为这光芒的摄受和加持的光芒和甘露的摄受呢，佛菩萨的摄受呢，我们就得到了正得这个寄送所讲的功德，所以我们就能够做到，我们从我们的心深处就能够做到以他人为最上，能尊重他人这样的正量。
OK, so so whole idea here, so that you know, reminding oneself, you know, so daily life with the meditation, you knowMemorize the verse, you know, wherever the problem arises. When the pride arises, you know, then when you see other sentient beings, you know, look differently, you know, like look down to the sentient beings. This happened to everyone else. No, so always remind that, you know, memorize this text, you know, then reminding oneself, oh, not this way, you know, other way, you know, you know.See other more supreme than oneself, you know. So reminding that, not that what I think is not correct, must think this way, you know. So reminding in day-to-day life like that. So depend, you know, how really sincerely you remind oneself. So that much benefit, that much change, we're able to see that. So that, you know, bring so much happiness, you know, able to see that.
所以呢，这个的重点呢，就是我们应该每天呢，都去这样的这样的去如理的去修，这样我们就能够意念哦，意念这些重点。这样，当我们和别人接触的时候，我们的慢心升起的时候，比如说我们跟别人相处的时候，觉得不大舒服，我们就瞧不起对方啊，或瞧不起另外一个人的时候，这样。这样的事呢，时常在我们身上发生了，是每个人身上都会发生的。这样，当这样的心态啊、心念升起的时候，因为我们每天都有做这样的观修嘛，这样的修行，我们就马上就意念起来，就会提醒起自己：哎，这样的心态是不对的，我这样想是不对的。其实呢，应该转念去想才对。我们应该呢，尊重其他的众生，因为其他众生呢是最尊贵，他们是最上的，恒常尊他为最上。这样，如果我们能够这样意念提醒自己的话呢，这样我们就不会接着就产生烦恼或犯错了。所以呢，我们就因为我们的这样的思维。 每日不断的练习的思维力呢，就提醒自己。所以呢，如果我们能够很真诚的、真正的去这样的修的话呢，我们就会得到呢很大的利益，我们就能调伏我们的烦恼。所以我们得到的利益的多寡，就看我们呢有没有真诚的去这样的去修，真真实实的、很虔诚的去修行这个偈颂。
Understand?
大家明白吗？啊，Muqing got question.
Sorry, Karen Boucher. Does it mean that I'm not very sure about when do we start to reflect on the verses? When we visualize the compassion Buddha come closer to us and then.On above our head, that is the time when we do the visualization. Is it correct? And then after we finish the visualization, we absorb the compassionate Buddha into our own self. And then we, with the blessing, we imagine that we have the realization of whatever, whichever the verse is talking about.
这位师兄他的问题是他不大清楚整个这个修行的这个观想的过程，就是说当我们什么时候去这个意念呢的思维这个诵偈，是不是我们观想慈悲佛来到我们的头顶的时候呢，就安住在我们头顶的时候我们去思维，那思维过后我们得出结论的时候呢我们就做总结了，回向的时候呢这个佛就放出大光芒和甘露，然后这个以这个光芒的身呢射入进我们的身心间，当时我们心间的时候我们就观想啊，我们就得到了这个正量，是不是这样的？
What she asked, I didn't understand.
What she said is correct, basically. It's what you thought. Yeah.
Okay. Correct, then good. Huh?
She's asking, she's not very sure of the whole process, so she repeated the whole process for Ken Rinpoche to affirm it. For example, when you visualize the compassionate Buddha come to your top, then you start thinking through the verse.So after you have thought through the verse, you've reached a conclusion, which is exactly the same as what the verse say, the last sentence. Then after that, you visualize the compassionate Buddha, gives up light and nectar. 要 nectar first, 才有 salt. Then after that, the compassionate Buddha, in the form of light melts into you, then,merge into your heart, then you imagine that you have the realization of your meditation.
Correct.
对。
对。
非常好。
别笑别笑。哈哈哈别笑。Okay, so then, the next one, the vigilant, the moment of delusion appear in my mind,endangering myself and other, I shall confront them and avert it without delay. You read avert, Adam. Avert, okay. Without delay, okay.
Okay, 接下来要讲的是第三个偈颂，就是一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，就当你的烦恼生起来的时候，这个烦恼会危害到自己和别人的时候呢，你应该马上，不要浪费时间哈，马上呢去怨极呵斥令消除，把它消除掉这样的念头。
So here, so delusion. So here, so of course, there's many different types of delusion. So. So here, what the verse is talking about, when the delusion arises in our mind. So that is the obstacle, that become obstacle to develop love and compassion. So also become obstacle to cherish other, you know. So therefore, whenever the moment the delusion arises, we must do something, you know. Otherwise, that become obstacle to develop love and compassion, you know.
这个偈颂呢，讲的就是我们的妄心，我们的妄念。这样呢，我们的心呢是有各种各样的妄念的，各种各样。当这个妄念呢升起的时候呢，我们障碍也更会跟着升起。这障碍什么呢？它障碍住我们慈悲心的升起，障碍住呢我们去珍爱众生。所以，当这个妄念升起的时候呢，我们应该马上采取行动啊，不要让它呢继续在那边越来越滋生。所以呢，我们要马上呢采取对治的方法。
So, when it's a delusion, so there's mentioned many different types, like anger. Also, you mentioned before the pride.You know, like jealousy, pride, attachment, like anger. So there's many different types, you know. So whenever this kind of mind arises, then immediately disturb your mind. Then, once your mind is disturbed, then it's then difficult to generate, you know, to have this cherishing other, you know.
我们的心呢有各种各样的妄念，比如说当我们的嗔心升起来，我们嗔心呢也是一种妄心，一种妄念来的。我们慢心升起来的时候，我们的妒忌心升起来的时候，或者是我们贪的心念升起，或者是我们疑的心念升起的时候呢，就是啊，这样的心态呢，这样的妄念妄心升起的时候呢，啊，它会障碍住啊，障碍住啊，我们的一些正面的心态，当这个妄念呢升起的时候，我们就很难升起去珍爱其他众生的这样的心理。
So here again, important to think, you know, what, you know, like such as anger, pride, attachment, or jealousy. You know, whatever the delusion is arise in your mind. So think carefully what happened. You know, how the danger, you know, oneself and other, you know, thinking about that.
所以呢，最重要的就是当是怎么样去思维。当我们所有的妄心呢、升起的时候，我们的那个妄心就贪嗔痴慢疑啊。这个妄心升起的时候呢，啊，我们的烦恼也就来了。啊，我们烦恼来的时候呢，啊，这样它对我们自己本身，还有对我们身边的人呢、其他的众生呢，都能够带来危险。
So. So you can see that, you know, so whenever anger arises, for example, when anger arises, what happened to inner mind? You know, first moment, you're very peaceful, but due to different condition, certain condition, then anger arises. Then you can look at that moment, and then your mind is totally unpeace, not in peace, not disturbed.We are able to see them.
所以呢，当我们的嗔心升起的时候，我们以嗔心呢，这个妄念呢，这个妄心呢作为例子。当我们的嗔心升起的时候呢，我们要去观察我们的心呢是怎么样的，它变得怎么样了。就刚才前一刻呢，我们的心呢还是很平和的，可是呢，因为其他的因缘的合啊，那条件合了，突然间呢，使你感到很生气。在你很生气的时候，你的嗔心升起来的，这样你的心呢，就的平静的心就被打乱了，你的心就显得不平静了。所以的这一点呢，大家是可以看得非常清楚的。
So see that, you know, so, so able to see that, look at that, you know. So giving one example, you know, when the anger arises, you know, like jealousy arises, pride arises, what happened in your mind, you know.Before not having this anger and having this anger, these two moments moment you can see, you know, what's the difference, you know that? But we're able to see that very clearly, the jealous or anger arises, then you're not peace that moment, you know, so we're able to see that immediately our mind is disturbed. So that's why, you know, endangering oneself, you know, even that moment, you know.
所以呢，这样的观察我们的心呢是非常重要的。比如说呢，我们应该观察，当我们的慢心升起来的时候，前一刻没有升起慢心的时候，我们的心是怎么样的？当慢心升起来，哦，又变成怎么样？当我们的这个妒忌的心啊，这个妄心呢、啊、升起来的时候，前一刻没有升起来是怎么样的？当它升起来的时候又会怎么样的？当然看得我们看得很清楚的就是我们的这个嗔心、啊、当我们生气的时候，当我们的嗔心还没有升起来的时候，我们前一刻是怎么样的呢？然后嗔心升起来的时候呢，它又是怎么样的？所以呢，当这样的烦恼呢升起来的时候呢，我们应该、哦、马上就能够认出来、哦、就马上能够识别，诶，我的心呢被捣乱了，所以呢这一刻就应该有这个危险的意识了。
So like that, so like, if that anger arises, jealousy arises, pride arises, is that moment you don't really put effort to make weaken, you know? You don't put effort, then you just let it be, then the anger will grow bigger, you know? So then, or bigger, then that will see, you know, it's totally, your mind totally become, totally become, I don't know how to use the word. Become deluded, I don't know. You see what that is? You become deluded. Can't see the object well. I don't.
所以呢，当我们，所以我们应该观察我们的这个烦恼。比如说，当我们的嗔心升起的时候，我们妒忌的心升起的时候，我们慢心升起的时候，那一刻，它一升起的那一刹那，我们呢就应该呢用尽我们的力气啊去消除它。我们的心力，用我们的心力呢去消除它，可是很多时候呢，我们都是什么都不做的，我们就让它在那边越长越壮大，我们的嗔心呢好像火一样，越烧越炽盛的越猛烈，所以我们的心呢就完完全全的就被烦恼的占据了，就真的是百分之百的忘了。所以呢，我们当我们把我们的妄心呢，这个烦恼占据的时候呢，我们就不能很清楚的看见事物的真相。
So, I don't know what you got what I'm saying. I don't know, but, so like, so when the anger arises, so my point is, when the anger arises, if we don't immediately, we don't put the effort to weaken the anger, let it be.Then it'll grow bigger. Then, just give example. So when you see someone, you are upset or angry with the person, then the anger just grow there, you know, bigger. Then you don't see any good quality in the object and the person, you know, totally seeing an existing thing in the object. You know, you are totally, your mind totally polluted by the anger, not seeing the reality.What the person had, you know, but you rather you see all this, all the mistaken, which is superimposed by your mind, not in the object, but is superimposed with the anger, you know, then totally not able to see the reality of the person, you know, that anger becomes strong either.
比如说当我们的嗔心升起的时候，如果我们没有马上尽心尽力的去对治消除的话呢，会有怎么样的 后果呢？比如说当别人说了一些话让你觉得很不开心的话，你不开心的话，可是你没有马上去对峙，你就让你的那个气焰呢，气的火焰在那边慢慢烧慢慢燃，所以那时候呢，你就对方讲的东西或你看那个人的时候呢，你就看不到那个人呢有任何的什么可取的地方，或者有什么对地方是对的，你会觉得他什么东西都是错的，他做的东西他讲的东西都是错的。在那时候呢，你的心呢就已经被这个嗔心呢给污染了。所以我们讲烦恼是一个染有染的心呢，就被污染了。在污染的时候呢，污染的时候你的这个污染的心会自己加上很多很多，这个人是怎么样，这个人怎么样，你就看不清楚这个事情的真相了。
So like that. So then, you know, so that if that happened, then that make the negative imprint stronger. When your anger becomes stronger, then that makes your imprint of the negative mind. You know, the imprint become more stable, you know, more strong, we can say more stable, yeah. When the anger arise, then become your negative imprint become more stable, you know, making negative imprint more stable by the anger.
所以呢，当你的这个妄念升起的时候，你不去对峙的话，比如说你这个嗔心升起的时候，你不去对峙的话，这样你这个嗔的这个妄心呢，它的那个习气呢，就会更进一步去深化，这样你的妄的那个习气呢，就会更深、更强、更稳。
So then become very, that your imprint become very stable, strong, and led by the anger. So then if that happen, so then that produce, you know, the anger in the future, you know, again and again, you know.
所以呢，如果你这个妄的嗔的习气呢越来越深重的话，更深重的话呢，它就有那个潜能啊，在未来啊爆发出来，就是在未来啊或者未来世，你这个生气啊，这个嗔的那个习气啊就会爆出来，所以你就更容易生气。
So then that produce, you know.Produce the suffering, you know, in long term, you know, from life to life. So that gives so much suffering to oneself from life to life.
所以这个习气啊，如果没有去对峙，没有去根除的话呢，它的后果呢是不堪设想的，因为呢，它会在未来呢给我们带来痛苦。在我们的未来的生生世世会产生痛苦，成为痛苦的根源。
So also that, you know, so when the anger arise, then that, you know, when anger arise, if you don't do anything, then anger becomes stronger. Then what happened is then that create the cause, you know, creating karma.Creating karma, you know. So when you say creating karma, so there's many different ways. So like you talk about the speech mind, created by the speech, created by the mind. When anger is strong, anger arises, then that's very clear. You know how you speak, how you reply to the person, it's become very harsh word. You know, the harsh word come from the anger. You know.
所以当我们嗔心升起的话，如果我们不对峙的话呢，我们这个嗔的念啊，这个妄念呢就会被深化，就会加强。这深化加强的结果呢，它会转变为业，成为我们的业，就是将来要受果报的。 怎么说呢？当我们的嗔心升起的时候，而我们不对治的话呢，我们就会有反应，那反应就变成我们的从我们的身口意啊三门出来了。我们的意呢，我们感到生气；那口呢，我们就可能讲出来的话呢，也不太动听啊，就讲别人。我们对别人的回答呢，也会变得很强硬。啊，不讲理等等，所以呢，我们就会造下进一步造业了。
So, I mean, this all we know. You know, this nothing new. We all know that when the anger arises, not the pleasant word coming from the mouth. You know, so normal. Everybody said when the anger arises, the word become very the unpleasant word. You know, some kind of disturb other.You know, the unpleasant word come from the mouth. Then, that immediately disturb other, you know.
所以这并不是什么新的东西啊，我们大家其实都知道啊，不是什么新的东西啊。当我们生气的时候呢，我们嘴巴里讲出来的话呢是没有一句动听的。有些人家甚至会讲是狗嘴里长不出象牙啊。当我们的口出啊，口出这样的粗暴的言语的时候呢，啊，我们就会马上啊，就会啊，为别人也为自己呢带来烦恼。
So like that. So once you say this word from the speech, you know the unpleasant word, you know very. What word I said before? Harsh word, yeah. We use, you know, some kind of harsh word to other, hurt other. So, then you create the karma. You know, you create the karma from your speech. You know.
当我们口里呢，因为生气讲出不动听、不悦意的话的时候呢，这样去回敬对方呢，我们佛教里有一句很生动的话叫恶口，就是我们的业里面四个口业里面的那个恶口。当你恶口恶言的话呢，你就会造下了恶业。
So like that, so same thing. You know, so when the anger arises, strong anger arises, also then our body action.You know, create karma from the body, and because of strong anger, so our body, I don't know, our body become unpleasant or violent. You know, then due to that, so then harm other, you know, hit to other, you know, become violent oneself. You know, then harm other. Then, that also, then you create karma from the body.
当我们的嗔心呢升起越来越大的时候呢，我们的身体啊，我们的身门呢 也会有反应啊。我们的身体呢，整个身体我们看起来呢不是很看得不是很舒服的，不愿意的。人家看到你可能觉得不很悦，而且看到你可能觉得你是一个很有充满暴力的人。这样因为呢，我们有这个嗔心的话，我们可能会因为这个嗔心呢，付诸行动。所以我们可能呢去伤害其他的众生啊，去打别人或什么，就变得很有暴力。所以呢，因为我们的身体呢也付诸行动，所以我们就会造下身业。
So like that, so also Buddha mentioned, so like that, if you say some harsh word to other sentient beings for one time, with this strong anger, you know, so, also that, also you harm other sentient beings, violent, you know, like hit, beat, to other sentient beings, then, with this strong anger, then, you create the karma. So then Buddha mentioned, if you,say harsh words to the sentient being with this anger mind, then that the sentient beings will say harsh words to yourself for 500 lifetime. So same thing, harm, beat by other sentient beings for 500 lifetime, you know. So you have to suffer for a long period of time like that.
所以呢，因为呢这样的一个嗔心的升起呢，所以呢我们对众生呢出了恶口。这样如果我们对众生恶口的话呢，我们就造下了口的恶业。因为呢我们有这个意嘛，那意很生气的，所以这个也是一个意的恶业。所以呢你对众生恶口就口的恶业。然后呢你甚至付诸行动啊，你去打其他的众生啊或怎么样。所以呢去伤害其他众生呢，结果你也造下了身的恶业。所以因为一念嗔心，你就造下了身口意三门的恶业。这样呢可能其他的众生呢也有反应，也会打回你啊骂回你啊等等。所以呢这是一个恶性的循环。所以呢这样的恶业的产生呢，不只是呢这一生啊会得到恶的果报，它会在未来的生生世世啊给你带来痛苦的果报。
啊 ,so this is a very bad investment.
所以呢一个恶口，一个恶的念作会带来五百世的恶报，一样动作五百世的恶报。所以呢这是很差的投资。
You understand?
No investment in this one.
Yeah, invest, not invest, but invest in that. You know. You harm one time, so they harm back you 500 lifetime, you know.
所以呢这是一门恶业500次果报。
Okay, so, I mean, this is a good, should understand. So, you really understand. Of course, the detail of the karma, only Buddha can make very clearly, each and one. Not other sentient beings can explain the law of karma. Very clearly, detailly, except Buddha.So, this the Buddha said that, you know, you harm one time, the sentient being will harm you 500 lifetime. You know?
Why 500, not 1,000, not 200? I mean, sometimes with this question.
Yeah, no, no. You do two times, then it's become 1,000. they have, not only 500. You do two times, then become 1,000. Huh? No?
OK, 因为这是佛讲的了，所以没有办法辩论。OK, 就说当佛曾经说过，当你伤害众生一次的话呢，众生呢都会你会得到500次同样的被伤害的果报。就是你得到果报是500次了。这样其实我就故意问了，为什么不是1000次或200次这样天龙学讲，如果你伤害众生两次的话就1000次咯，你得到果报就1000次，你1000次受回同样苦的果报。所以呢这个业其实是很难说清楚说明白的。不是所有的普通的众生呢甚至是阿罗汉能够讲清楚的。能够完完全全了解业的运作，它的各种微细的果报的话，很仔细很深入的能够讲清楚的话呢，只有佛才能做到。
So, so here, the point is, you know, so that word saying, you know, what's the word? Endangering myself and other. So this is good to understand. When the delusion arises, attachment, anger, pride, whatever is arise. So how that endangering yourself and endangering other, you know,should understand that.
所以呢刚才所讲的是让我明白，在我们做思维修的时候，我们要怎样去思维，让我明白危害自与他人时这七个字讲的是什么。这七个字讲的就是当我们的任何一种烦恼贪嗔痴慢疑比如说贪心升起的时候，为什么会危害我们自己，为什么会危害他人。所以我们应该根据刚才教授的方法去这样的思维。
So you can look, you know, you can meditate on that and look that, you know, when the delusion arises, anger arises, attachment arises, you know, so that how that disturbs your mind, you know, so look at that, understand that, then apply the antidote, try to reduce that
that delusion, no particular delusion which disturbs your mind. You know, try to reduce that. So that's the advice is that. Because one, the scroll that disturbs your mind, you know, so you look deeper, then not only immediately disturb your mind, but leave a negative imprint in your mind. You know that? That will lead life to life, you know, suffer oneself. You know, when you look deeper, then, you know, so much anger will arise, attachment will arise in the future from life to life. You know, so that kind of danger, you know, once the delusion arises. So that's so much danger to harming oneself.
所以呢，这一段呢是教导我们这个偈颂，教导我们怎样去思维。当我们的妄心妄念升起的时候呢，我们的烦恼呢也就跟着升起了，就是我们的有染心也就升起了。所以呢，我们当任何一个妄心呢贪嗔痴慢疑升起的时候，我们要去仔细的观察我们的内心，然后明白它是怎么样运作的。然后更重要的是呢，当你明了之后，你要找出这个对治的方法，要应用这个对治的方法。这样我们应该知道呢，我们就可以很清楚的明白，当我们的妄心妄念升起的时候呢，我们的心呢马上就不平静了，就受到干扰了，我们心就会觉得很烦了。所以这个妄心妄念呢，中文翻译就叫烦恼，因为它会让你觉得心很烦。可是并不是当下的那一刻你觉得烦就没有事情了，而是呢，这个妄心妄念你不去对治的话呢，它会慢慢的越来越深越重，越是每一天每一秒都分分秒秒加重的。像这个妄心妄念呢，那个加重越来越重呢，它就变成一种习气，这样习气呢就会留在你的心识里面，像这个心识呢就会把它带到下一生下一生下一生。所以这个生生世世这个妄心这个妄念妄心呢，这样的习气啊，这不好的习气呢，就跟着你生生世世就给你带来很多的痛苦。就是你下来的未来一生你就很容易生气，你就时常生气。所以呢，不只是这一生生气你必须对治，而是生生世世未来的生生世世呢，你都一直受到这个嗔心的干扰，或者这个贪心的干扰，或者疑心的话慢心的干扰等等。所以呢，当你这样去思维的时候，就不是短期和长期这样去思维，你就可以看到你这个妄心它是怎么样可以带来给你自己带来危害和其他众生带来危害。
So like that. So you can, you know, you can think, meditate on how the delusion harm oneself, you know, like really totally losing our intelligence, you know. So one thing is that when the anger arises,we lose our intelligence and totally deceive, you know, and control by the anger, you know, our intelligence totally disappear, you know. So then, different person, you know, once become different person, not used to be, but become different person, you know.
所以当我们去进一步去思维的时候，我们可以看到呢，这个妄心妄念呢是怎么样的危害我们自己。当这个妄心妄念呢，我们的心被这个妄念占据的时候呢，我们就失去了理智，我们平常所拥有的理智，然后呢我们就不能控制自己，就觉得在妄心的牵制下，我们好像变成另外一个人似的。
So then that happened, then creates so much negative karma, you know, then you can imagine, you know, as we talk about the karma is multiplied, then become very powerful, then able to throw one to the lower realm, the heaviest, the hell realm there, you know. So then once you're there, then you have to suffer, you know, for eon of time, you know.
所以呢，当这样的事情啊，当我们被烦恼所占据的时候呢，我们就会造下很多很多的恶业，从我们的身口意三门呢去造业。像这个业呢，我们不去对治，不去做任何东西，记得那个 果报啊，果报不是有三个定律对吗？其中一个是恶业不断增长广大，你不去做任何东西的话，每一天都会增长增长广大广大。其实它增长广大就表示它的那个习气呢就越来越强。所以这个恶业呢，如果一直增长广大的话，这一生过了过后，它就会使你堕入三恶道。当你堕入三恶道的时候呢，你就要长时间的长劫，我们用劫哦，长劫在这个恶道里面受苦受难。
So like, so when the, so here advice, when the delusion or anger, attachment, pride, jealousy, whatever delusion arise, you know, just don't leave it just like that. So advice must do something. You know, if you don't do that, then that will harm you so much. You know, so the point is that harm you so much. This life to life, the heaviest suffering produced by that. You know, so.
所以当我们的贪嗔痴三毒，也可以把它变成了全部合在一起，贪嗔痴三毒升起的时候呢，我们不可以置之不理，不可以什么都不做。如果我们什么都不做的话呢，就根据刚才的我们的思维去修的话呢，去分析，我们可以看到呢，如果什么都不做，它就会呢伤害我们，危害到我们，不只是这一生受到危害，而是生生世世，未来的生生世世呢，我们都会受到危害，而且呢，会使我们遭受啊最重、最重、最重的痛苦。
So like that, then again, same thing. Not only harming oneself, but also harm other sentient beings, as I mentioned, because of anger, then you hurt other, you know, so much because of that. You know, even your physical action or verbal action, whatever we do, you know, harms so much to other, you know.
同样的，不只是我们自己本身受到危害，其他的众生呢，也会因为你的这个贪嗔痴啊，或者嗔心等等，举个例子，而受到危害。所以呢，其他众生呢，也会被波及。所以呢，因为这个嗔心呢，你的从你的口啊出恶言啊，你的身体去打其他的众生，所以呢，其他众生也遭殃啊。
So like that, so this part is to so understand that, you know, so the danger oneself and other, you know, so especially then when the anger arises, there's no space to develop love and compassion.
所以这一段呢，主要就是要让我们明白，当我们的这个烦恼升起的时候呢，我们自己和其他的众生呢，都会受到危害。所以呢，我们要清清楚楚的明了这一点，这样呢，我们才能够升起这个慈悲心。
So,
somebody got a question.
Thank you very much. I have a personal question to ask because I have a little baby who is going through her therapist too. So I feel that it's my responsibility as a mother to discipline her. So sometimes when she throw unreasonable tantrums, my reaction is definitely anger, but I try to hold that in. But in order to discipline her, I have to do some actions. For example, put her in a naughty corner. So I just want to understand, like, in disciplining her, am I also creating some negative karma on myself?It's very difficult, but I feel that if I do not take action to discipline her, then I'm not doing my responsibility as a mother. Thank you.
这个问题就是他因为这个师兄是一个母亲啊，他讲他有一个小孩子啊，这小孩子呢，当他大意是这样的啊，当他比较调皮捣蛋的时候呢，他就需要去采取一些行动，比如说呢要罚站啊，罚在一边啊，或什么的，这样他觉得他在进行这样东西的时候，他有时小孩子做错东西啊，他其实是感到很生气的，他是生气了。所以可是如果他什么都不做的话，他什么不做的话又不对，因为这个小孩子会继续这样下去。可是如果他去处罚那个小孩子的时候，他觉得诶，他好像是在造下恶业这样。所以他问Ken Rumche应该怎么处理，怎么才是对的。
Didn't get.
She has a girl. She has a girl, a small child, and she needs to discipline her. So, because when she misbehaves or she does something wrong, she needs to discipline her. For example, ask her to stand in a corner, whatever. But of course, she feels angry when the girl does something wrong. So she's angry. But if she doesn't do anything, the girl will continue to misbehave or whatever.So as a mother, she feels that it is her responsibility to discipline the child. But yet at the same time, she feels that she may be creating negative karma. So could Rinpoche, can Rinpoche comment on this?
I don't know. The purposes, maybe that can be answered somewhere there. I don't know. Whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature and overwhelmed by the violent negative action and suffering, I shall hold such real one dear. Yes, if I had found precious treasure.
这个答案呢，可能像我们评论，可能可以在第四个偈颂里面找到。比如说，秉性邪恶，重有情，恒为猛烈，最苦迫，见识如玉，大宝藏，难值修悲怨珍惜。
Your answer is that, So. Of course, when we see the people who are violent, unpleasant, we get upset, angry, also you become violent, you know, to subdue that person, you know, so that what happened in daily normal life, you know.
所以呢，可能呢，就是那个这位佛友的答案就在那里。当我们看到令人不高兴的或者有暴力的东西的时候呢，我们呢通常的反应，我们自然也变得和他们一模一样。
So, of course, it's not easy thing, but of course to subdue, to train.To take care of the children, of course. That's not through the anger. Yeah. With compassion, you know. Should have this motivation. The person to be better. Not with anger, but with compassion, you know. So that you can do, you know, some kind of discipline. You know, your whole motivation is through the compassion, you know, to change to the better. You know, not with anger.You know, through the good motivation, then you try different method to change the children. I think that is all right. I think, yeah.
其实呢，这是一件不容易的事。 可是呢，当我们要调伏自己内心，或者是我们要训练呢、啊，训练小孩子的时候呢，最好不要以嗔心呢、啊，不要以嗔心去做或者去对待他们，而是要以慈悲心作为我们的发心。就是当我们要教小孩子的时候，我们应该发起慈悲心，然后呢，才给他们采取这个纪律行动，当然这是不容易的，所以我们可能需要想其他的方法来改变这个小孩子。可是最重要是我们自己的发心应该是以慈悲心作为基础的。
So like that, I mean, mostly most of our children, kids, of course, always there due to the attachment, you know.Due to attachment, then everything arises, anger arises. I mean, the basis in the attachment, so like that, that will be, you know, difficult. But what Buddha said, if you really subdue your mind, the outside object, nothing bother your mind. You know, Buddha said that.
Of course, the...大多数我们对小孩子的时候我们在对付或者应对小孩子的时候，我们都是以我们一个贪着的心理去做的可是呢，因为我们有这样的贪着心理，所以我们很容易有贪执的这个心很容易就会引起我们的嗔心或者是引起各种各样的烦恼所以呢，这佛呢就曾经说过，因为我们没有调伏我们的内心呢，所以佛曾经说过，如果我们能够调伏我们自己的内心的话呢，将外在的各种各样的境界呢，就不会对我们的心呢产生任何干扰。
So like that, so here, so Buddha's advice is first must subdue your own mind. You know, your mind must be peaceful. You know.Not like under the delusion, not carried by the delusion. Then your mind is subdued, then nothing be harmed. Your mind is not subdued, carried by, followed by the delusion. Then the outer object become the condition to arise a strong anger. You know, if that condition help arise anger, then the anger arise.In your mind, if that happens, that really destroy oneself. No, so like that.
所以这里呢，我们必须做到的就是先调伏我们自己的内心。如果我们内心是平和的话呢，就不会受到烦恼的牵制，就不会被烦恼的牵着鼻子走。所以呢，我们就不会呢，对自己和他人呢造成伤害。要不然的话呢，当我们的心不平和、受烦恼控制的时候呢，这些外在的因缘呢，这个外在一个小孩子什么的，他的因缘就变成一个外在因缘，让我们的嗔心呢升起。当我们嗔心升起的时候呢，我们就会摧毁自己。
So like that, of course I understand what she asks, but not easy, of course, but always try with a good heart, not to.Change the person, you know, not what you know, not how you want, you know, this is the problem sometimes. I want this way, so pushing on your idea. So that's become biggest problem. But what really children want, you know, to look the other side, not your side, you know. So then, of course, sometimes the mother or parent who have most education, they know better, you know, but.It's not all the time, you know. So, that needed to know more. And then, of course, the point is train the children with motivation, good heart, you know, to try to change. Then, of course, you can do some kind of put in the corner, put in the box, put in the plate, whatever else. It should be okay. You know, so.
What's the best part?Put in the box.
The matches box.
put inside the matches box. If possible, put in the matches box, that's the best.
Okay, 当然我们明白要教另外一个人是很不容易的，可是当我们这样做的时候呢，我们应该以一个慈悲的心态去做，才能改变对方。我们应该呢，如果当我们去这样做的时候，去进行这个就是去管教小孩子的时候呢，我们应该记得不应该用我们自己的思维方式齁，把它推行了，把自己的这想法了或概念呢硬生生的推到别人身上，要别人去接受。我们或许呢是可以从另外一个角度去看，而不是从一直以自己的角度观点呢去看去思考，或者我们可以换一个角度，换一个从小孩子的角度去看去想。当然Karen 就也明白，当然很多妈妈我们的受的教育会比小孩子多嘛，对吗？我们受教育比较多，可是并不是每一次我们都是对的，因为有时候呢我们也可以从对方的观点去看，或从另外一个角度去思考。最重要的是当我们对待或者是教育这小孩子的时候呢，对待教育对方的时候，我们的发心呢必须是正确的，我们发心呢必须是慈悲的。比如说刚才讲一个大家都笑的，就是我们除了罚他们站在一边，我们可以把它放在一个火柴盒里，放在一个盒子里面。开玩笑的了，因为找不到这样的盒子。
Can you put in the match box?
Buddha can. Buddha can.
So that means you have to be Buddha, you know? She have to become Buddha.
Buddha can put himself in the match box.
Okay, not easy, Okay, that's it, Okay, you understand what I'm talking?
Yeah. 所以大家明白吗？明白 Karen 今天讲的吗？当然要做到是非常不容易的，可是我们还是要尽力了，尽力去做。
Okay.Maybe just announce that, I don't know, whether the interest to go retreat on October 16th, October 16th to 27th. That's the reciting Om Mani Padme Hum, you know. So about, for, I don't know,
In Koban.
16 to 27,
yeah. 现在呢有一项通告，就是ABC 将会在10月16到27号在尼泊尔哥班寺举行个闭关。这次闭关呢是念诵六字大明咒，就是观世音菩萨的心咒 Om Mani Padme Hum。 所以大家有没有兴趣参加？有兴趣参加的人可以。
What should they do? If they're interested, what should they do?
They should go.
Well, who to register?
嗯。If you're interested, look for Catherine and Joha.
Interested? Oh, Catherine. Look for
Catherine and Joha.
Joha.
ABC 将会在下个星期发电邮给所有的 ABC 会员呢，可是你要把你的那个电邮地址告诉我们的办公室。如果你没有跟我们办公室登记你的 email， 你是不会收到的。好，所以 ABC 办公室将会在下个星期发 email 给所有的会员呢，有地址有电邮的会员，然后告诉他们这个闭关。不过呢，如果你没有给 email， 也不用担心，你可以跟我们的会员 Catherine 还有玉花登记他们 ，Will you invite them here？
They'll send the email then.
OK, 那上星期当他发电邮的时候我在看了，因为我有他的 email 了，他们有我的 email， 这样我再告诉他你们他的他们的联络电话号码是什么，如果你们没有电邮的话。Is there any prerequisite for them to attend? They must be what, then they can attend. Auntie Lian Hua asked, must they of certain standard or whatever to attend?
That is...One thing is, you have to go there and chant, waiting, you're able to sit for 6 hours for one day. That's the one. Then you have to chant within this period of time, you're able to complete 100,000 of money payment home. One person, yeah.
所以呢，这个条件其实很简单，就是呢，你要能够呢，每一天呢，坐在那边6个小时，就你坐就是能够坐6个小时了，还是可以动的啊，不是说坐在那边不可以动。
6 hours, not one sitting. Between there will break. You know, one sitting is 1 hour, but there will break one day 6 hours. Yeah.
Six times. OK, 并不是说6个钟头你坐在那边，6个钟头你会倒下去，而是呢。每一次做就1个钟头而已，做1个钟头他就有休息啊，再回来做1个钟头，很好的做6次哦，就是一次做1个钟头就可以了。然后你就要念6次大明咒了，这样在12天哦，16号到27号是12天，12天里面你要完成10万次 Om Mani Padme Hum 啊，10万次做得到的，肯定做得到的，有人2天就做完了。
Okay, that one you really interested, let us know next Sunday so we can tell the cat in your house. So next week, you can, you interested, you can give
them. Next week, can register already.
Register with Kim Ho, yeah.
With Kim Ho.
如果大家有兴趣的话，下个星期告诉我，我再把你们的名字转交给负责人，就是 Catherine 和永华。因为我本身不可以去了，那我没有假期啊。
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Auntie said thank you, Ken Rinpoche.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. To the dedication. Next one.
Dedication.
Yeah.
现在呢，我们就来做回向。因为等一下呢，4点在这里哦，我们有那个上师会供啊 ，Guru Puja at 4 PM afterwards here。所以，请打开这个大的本子，the thicker booklet。We'll do the dedication now. It's on page 32 for Chinese and 31 for English。打开这个大的本子第32面，好，我们做回向。We'll do the dedication in Chinese language. However, you can do it on your own in English. Okay. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转。辗转增上恒滋长 Page 34, 34面 English page 33勇猛文殊如宝了诸法大行普贤菩萨亦如是未能随从彼等清净学我将此等善根皆回向正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚未行普贤行我亦如是将此善根个个皆回向
Okay, also the retreat, you know, the last, the 2 days, I think 27 or 28, I think the 2 days going pilgrimage, going to the Baudanath Stupa, then the Swayambhu Stupa, which is, I think, what the, Baudanath,Swayambhu.
Swayambhu.
Yeah. So then, one day going to Namo Buddha. So, where Buddha gave his body to the tiger. So, this 2 days going to like pilgrimage.
No problem.
Okay. 这个闭关呢，去尼泊尔闭关，就十夜去尼泊尔闭关，并不是整个十二天都是念阿弥陀佛名，我就是前面十一天，十六号应该十天了，因为要坐飞机过去，对吗？ OK， 大概十天，然后27号28号呢我们就去朝山。27号，因为尼泊尔是佛陀游历过的地方了，有很多尊佛都在那边出现过，所以呢他那边有很多佛教圣地，所以27和28号呢我们就去朝山。那朝山呢除了山脚下的那个大佛塔，那大陀法，还有那个波达那，还有苏安布。苏安布这个地方呢，这个地方是千佛在这贤劫出世预言的地方，就在那个地方了。它也是第三尊佛初转法轮的圣地。所以你会去这个苏安布，也会去那个本师释迦牟尼佛在修行菩萨道的时候舍身喂虎的地方。舍身喂虎的地方，那个他们就叫做那摩布达。这段经这个地方呢，这个地方是非常殊胜的。你可以在金光明经里面找到这一段故事。
So like then 29, you can fly back, yeah.
然后29号 ,10 月29号呢我们就可以飞回来了。当然那边还有其他的圣地，到时候我不懂他们会去游览了一个圣地，然后到时候你们参加团的团员那个主办者Catherine 和永华就会告诉你们。
OK? You can think about, I think they'll send, ABC will send email so that you can think about it.
所以希望欢迎大家踊跃报名。可以朝圣，到时候也看到Kenrum J， 因为 Kenrum J 那时候也是在尼泊尔格班寺。
OK, that's all.
OK, 谢谢大家，下个星期见 ,See you all next week.